gonna be a revival in the land. Oh, I said there's gonna be a revival in the land. That I wanted to say, and I only said two. This revival is different. This revival is not like any revival that I've ever been a part of before. I have told the church the last number of years, there will come a time in the world, in the last days, when God was going to divide the goats and the sheep. You need to read the story. Why he divided the goats and the sheep. What separated the goats and the sheep. I told you there would be a day when God was going to divide the virgins. He was going to separate the house. I believe with all of my heart. I feel this in the Holy Ghost. I believe God is giving me permission to say what I'm going to say tonight. These last few weeks of church, I believe God has been dividing this church. He has been separating the doubters and the unbelievers and the joyriders, those that just come for the ride, that just show up occasionally and when they want to. I believe God is separating His church right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to tell you how serious I feel about it. I believe there are people that have come into this revival, gotten a renewing of the Holy Ghost, or either walked away from it, that it was their last time. This was the final test for a decision for them to either be a part or not to be a part. I believe that tonight. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something. When every one of you, when God has got all of you rounded up like He wants to, then God's going to use you like a flaming fire, like a raging fire, that we're going to see the lost one to God in a harvest like you've never seen. I'm telling you, church, I feel it in the Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Sit down. It's all right. I believe there are people that attend this church that have already been excluded from end time visitation. You hear what I'm saying? We have been having church. God is choosing His bride for the last days. My Lord, have mercy. I remember, and many of you remember, there are people sitting here that have gone to church over the last few years when we would have a good service about once every three or four. We'd go to church, hear a dynamic powerful sermon, or I don't mean just teaching, but a revival sermon, an evangelistic sermon that dug us out and moved us from where we were. We had that just every once in a while. I was raised in the same kind of church as some of you were. If you were raised in a different kind of church, God bless you. I wasn't fortunate enough to do that. If we had a shouting service, that was so unusual and rare, we went home. It was over. We dismissed everybody and went to the house if we had a runaway. Hallelujah. We cannot and we will not have church that way anymore. God will not tolerate us to waste any of our time and any of His time anymore. Hallelujah. Time wasting is over with. We're going to have to get serious about Sunday night, about Monday night, about Tuesday night, about Wednesday night or Saturday night. It doesn't matter. We've got to get serious. Hallelujah. Time has run out on us. I think every one of you sitting here tonight, You ought to look reality in the face and say, I don't know what the world's going to do, but I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay full of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to live for God. I'm going to win souls. I'm going to have a revival in my home, my family, in my church. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. I fear for some people sitting in this assembly tonight, sitting right here. If you knew who I was talking about, you'd jump out of that pew and run screaming down to this altar, and you wouldn't leave until you knew that you prayed through the Holy Ghost. You sit around and fool around and play around, and I'm telling you, God is hand-picking His church. Right now, God is hand-picking His church. Praise God. And they that are ready are going to go in. There is going to be a revival in the land. You right now are deciding whether you're going to be in it or not, or whether you're going to be in that group that goes to meet Jesus in the air. You're deciding right now. It's not the same anymore, honey. You can't just sit around here and just get that long smile and warm your place on the seat. Those days are over with. He's getting us ready for that great day. Sing it again, Brother Nicky. There's going to be a revival.
There's going to be a revival in the land. Oh, I said, there's going to be a revival.
Any pew warmers in heaven. Only worshipers are going to be there. Only praisers are going to be there. Come on and magnify Him. To us tonight. I said the Spirit of the Almighty God is speaking to us. He's wanting us to hear Him. How many of you came to hear what the Lord had to say? Praise God. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that God gave you ears to hear what the Spirit says to the church? Hallelujah. Praise God. 1 Kings chapter number 19. Hallelujah. Is it all right if I preach a rerun? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Run back by what we said again one more time. I didn't get to say everything I wanted to say. A preacher that doesn't get to say everything he wants to say is in a bad mood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We was at, Brother Shirley preached at the dedication of Brother Patton in Summit, Mississippi, the church there. And one of the preachers... Well, actually, a friend of ours, Brother Germany, he just made a statement. He said, he was letting all the preachers come. He said, come on up here and say what's on your mind. That's a dangerous thing to ask the preacher to come say what's on his mind, especially in that part of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you blessed tonight that the preacher isn't going to say what's on his mind. He's going to say what's in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 19, beginning at verse 11. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. And a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? Let's pray. Father, tonight we're gathered in your presence. In the Holy Ghost, Lord, we desire an outpouring of your Spirit. Lord, our land is in trouble. Our land is sick, and it's in need of a physician, Lord. Father, we must be a light to this generation. Lord, have mercy. Let your anointing flow in this place. Let deliverance come to the captive in here. God, I believe you, Lord. Do it, Master. Do it, Master. Can everyone shout in Jesus' name? You may be seated as you continue to worship the Lord tonight. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is no room for spectators in here tonight. We didn't come to be a spectator, but we came to participate and to partake in the things of God and to pour in everything, pour in our heart, pour in our mind, pour in our soul, pour in our strength into the things of God. I haven't said in the latter in the last few days, I should say, I haven't said anything about giving because there has been a spirit of giving upon this church, and the hand of God is on it. And I told Brother Shirley, just talking to him, I said, Brother Shirley, I've never done this before. I've never, in any church, in any revival, there's been times that I may take up a special offering or something, but I've never felt the hand of God or heard the voice of God or had dreams and visions concerning the spirit of giving. And the Lord had spoken to me plainly and said, the way, their way back is through giving. This is where they have been slack, and this is where they've robbed me. It is not in not giving. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't throw you in that basket alone. I throw myself in there. I've been a robber concerning the things of God. I've not given like I need to give. And Brother Kenny Chilton's testimony the other night about giving, not expecting anything in return. Well, I don't know how many of us can fit in that place. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you something. That's the Holy Ghost. He's ringing our bell. He's trying to get our hearts right for the coming of the Lord. And I'm going to tell you something. You can measure a man's spirituality by his pocketbook. You can find out where his heart is. If he's not willing to give to the things of God, he doesn't have a right heart. I said he doesn't have a right heart. If he comes in the house of God and all he gives is out of his overflow, amen, let me tell you something. He's not giving right. The Bible tells about that Shunammite woman that the Scripture said that when that old prophet came by, that she got to digging down in the bottom of that meal barrel. Hallelujah. She got to digging down deep. And she would make him bread. And every day, there'd be enough there. Because she was scraping the bottom. She was giving. She was not giving out of her abundance. But she was giving out of all. Hallelujah. She was giving all to the Lord. And God heard the scraping of the bottom of that meal barrel. And the Lord said, I'm not going to let you run out. I'm going to bless you. And I'm going to give you more. Hallelujah to God. Somebody give God the praise in here. She didn't just get bread. She got a son out of that thing. Come on, somebody give God the praise. Woo! My Lord, have mercy. Woo! I feel the power of the Holy Ghost in here. I'm just here to tell you that we don't need to lose it because the preacher isn't screaming about it. Hallelujah. We don't need to lose the vision of it. We don't need to lose the heartbeat of it. It ought to be ever flowing in our mind to give to the things of God and to be concerned about the work of God. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ is adding not to just the church in general as a whole, but he chose to add to this body daily. Hallelujah. This particular part of the body of Christ here at Living Way Apostolic Church, I believe that God has ordained that he will add to this church daily if we keep our heart and mind and the right things in the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody give God the praise. God, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Son of a hutiakaha. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. I come to you again. And I guess if you want to put a title on it, you can write it down that I want to preach again about Hell's Last Parade Part 2. Hallelujah. I believe with all of my heart that we are definitely, there's no doubt about it. For the Sharia said, we're not looking for gimmicks, but we do understand that we are in the end time. And we understand that we're living in the last days. And that the devil is throwing everything he can against the church. Hey, let me tell you something. Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night. Hey, friend, it's revival time. And we are here in the house of God. There's nothing more important than coming to this church and being in the house of God. There's nothing more important for your family to bring them here on Sunday morning and to bring them back Sunday night and to bring them back Monday night and to bring them back Tuesday night, because I'm going to tell you something. Hell's having a parade out there. I said hell's having a parade, and while they're marching on, I want the devil to know that we're not going to back up now, that we're not going to let up now. My God, somebody give God the praise. Woo! My Lord! Woo! Handebo sata yandebo kataha. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. I had to drive the other night right through the wind. Glory to God. Right down Louisville. I didn't know where I was headed or what was going on. But I had to drive right through the wind and the earthquake. And I had to drive right. Let me go back and read it again. I missed one of them. Fire. Hallelujah. I had to drive through the wind and the earthquake and the fires of hell. The screaming masses. Over 100,000 people chanting their voices of demonic spirits into darkness. Wickedness prevailing on left and right. Ungodliness and sinfulness. Young people smoking pot and getting drunk right in the sight of police. And nobody even caring enough to do anything about it. Hey, let me tell you something, friend. You don't think we're living in the last days? Hey, you better open up your eyes. And I'll tell you something else. Hell can go ahead and march. It can have its last parade. But I got news for the devil. There's coming a day when the saints are going to go marching in. Come on, somebody give God the praise. You talk about a parade. You talk about a parade. You talk about a time. My God, somebody praise Him in here. Oh, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. I don't know about you, but I want to be in that number. I want to be in that number. I want them to call my name when the saints go marching in. My God, somebody love the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. You're marching to one or two beats tonight. You're marching to the drum beat of hell, or you're marching to the beat of Calvary. You've got your eyes on the world, or you got your eyes on the church. You better make up your mind. What band are you going to be in? What course are you going to be a part of? My God, somebody give Him praise. You better make up your mind what band you're going to be a part of, what singing group you're going to be a part of, what dancing group you're going to be a part of. Glory to God. If you get something from God, you'll have to get past the wind. You'll have to get past the earthquake. You'll have to get past the fiery trials and temptations. But I'm here to tell you, if you got the faith to hold on, if you got the faith to make it through the wind, and the faith to make it through the earthquake, and the faith to make it through the fire, I promise you, God's got a word for you. I said, God's got a word for you. Go ahead, devil. March on out there and try to stop my God. But I'm going to stay here with my head wrapped in anointing. I know the word of God's coming. I know there's a miracle on the way. My God, somebody praise Him in here. Oh, have we forgotten? Have we forgotten that there's a lake of fire? Have we forgotten that there's a devil's hell? I don't want to go to hell. I don't want my children to go to hell. I don't want my wife to go to hell. I wouldn't want a dog to go to hell. I don't want nobody to go to hell. So that's the reason I'm here tonight. I'm here because I want to snatch somebody out of hell. I want to pull somebody out of hell's parade. I want to get somebody out of the mouth of hell. My God, somebody praise Him in here. Shata Marita Yamahoye. Halalabo Sata Yandalabahoyalabaha. Oh, do you want revival? I said, do you want revival? Is revival important to you? Is not going to hell important to you? Is winning souls important to you? Is living for God important to you? Come on, I'm here to tell you that Jesus is trying to get a marching band together. He's trying to get a group together. He's trying to get a parade that'll march out against hell. Come on, somebody give God the praise. It's the last days. My God, somebody touch Him. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Hallelujah, Hosea. Glory to God. We better have revival while we can have revival. We better have a move of God. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm here to tell you that it is the last days. And that it's time to have a move of God. It's time to snatch people out of hell. It's time for some Bible study teachers to be born in the house of God. That'll get that burden back. If you used to be a Bible study teacher in here, and you laid down your Bible study chart, and your burden, shame on you. You need to pray back through the Holy Ghost and get your vision back. There's people going to hell out there, and we've got to snatch them out of hell. Come on, somebody give God the praise. Stand up, Lori Borderline. Stand up. Didn't you tell me the Lord's been talking to you? that you've been telling people stuff? Well, let me tell you something. That's the Holy Ghost moving on you. That's the soul winning spirit moving on you. Go ahead and let the scoffer scoff and the mocker smoke, but you snatch him out of hell. You snatch him out of hell. You snatch him out of hell. My God, somebody give him praise. We're ashamed of what we have. I'm going to say that again. We are ashamed of what we've got. We don't mind coming here and shouting about it, but getting out there and parading about it is a different thing. We don't mind coming here and marching to the beat in the house, but we get outside there and we are unorganized and we're out of step with the Holy Ghost and we lose our vision for the kingdom of God and we had to come back here to get our flame lit again. But I'm going to tell you something. If when you leave this place, you don't tell somebody about it on your job or down at the grocery store, come on, around the corner or a visitor somewhere, if you don't tell them about this, I'm here to tell you that you don't have the primed up Holy Ghost you need tonight. Because the whole thing about this is getting somebody past the wind and past the earthquake and past the fire in the presence of God. My God, somebody praise him in here. Come on and love the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. And the Bible said, and he saw them pulling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them walking up on the sea, and would have passed them by. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I've got news for you. If you want to watch the storms, and you want to watch the earthquakes, and the rock slides, and the fire shows of this area, of this time, and this moment, if you want to get your eyes on all those things that are going on around you in this world's arena, you go ahead and watch the fire show. You go ahead and watch the landslide. You go ahead and watch the earthquake. You go ahead and watch the windstorms of this world. You go ahead and keep your eyes on it. But in the midst of all of that, Jesus said, I got news for you. I'm still passing through. I'm still coming through the house. I've still got healing. If you don't feel healing in here, you hadn't recognized me yet. If you don't feel deliverance in here, you hadn't recognized I'm here yet. I'm here to tell you that Jesus doesn't come and blow a trumpet and scream. He still comes with a still small voice. He still comes with a whisper. He still comes to the mighty hand. Somebody give him praise in here. Man, I feel like, Brother Talbert, I feel like the winds of hell have blown up against me. I feel like an earthquake hit my home. I feel like, I'm telling you, that fire's come all about me. That's all right, just hang on, because there's a voice coming. There's a healer coming. There's a way out of this thing. My God, somebody praise him. Come on, you're going to give up because you're in a storm? You're going to give up? No, Jesus is coming. He's walking on the water. There's a miracle coming this way. My God, somebody praise him. Come on and love the Lord. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I picked the paper up, yesterday's paper. Looked at it again today, and I got to noticing something. If they got anything from that devil coming through that street, they had to have their hands up to get it. You hear that? I said, if they got anything from that marching devil coming by, they had to have their hands up to get it. I read where one young person said they had their hands as high as they could reach, and they jumped to get it. You think we're ashamed of what we are, young people? You think that you should come here and allow the devil to cause you in any service to come set up in this house? Hey, devil, I got news for you. If lifting up my hands won't get it, I'm going to jump up and get it. But whatever, I'll get it. Oh, my God, have mercy. I'll get what I came for. I'll get a Holy Ghost blessing. I'll sigh. I'll get my healing. I'll get a touch. I'll get my deliverance. If it takes jumping up to get it, I'll do what it takes. Come on and love him. Sometimes I get it. Sometimes I come to church and one of these gets it for me. You can be seated. I said, sometimes I come to church and one of these will get it. Sometimes one of these will get it. Sometimes it takes both of them. Does sometimes anybody ever done this? I need some help right now. Anybody ever come to church and you didn't feel like running the aisle? I said, you didn't feel like it. You didn't feel like shouting. But you done tried everything else. You done been to the prayer room and didn't feel everything you needed to feel. You came out in the sanctuary and the word of God, my God, going forth, and you still ain't got what you needed. You just said, hey, devil, you've had your last parade over my heart. I'm going to go get it. I'm going to go get it. If I got to shout to get it, if I got to dance to get it, if I got to cast hell out, I'll get my healing. My God, devil, go ahead and bring your parade in, because Jesus is coming. There's a miracle coming. My God, somebody praise him. Hell's having its last parade. I said, the devil's having its last parade. We're getting out of here. We're going home. We're leaving this earth. We're going to be with Jesus. Come on, somebody praise him. You may be seated. We got to have private investigators to find out who we are, what we are, and where we go to church. Where did the parade heart go that was glad to be in the church? That every morning they got up and lined up and they tuned up their instrument and they got in line to march in the parade and they were glad to be in the church. They were glad they had the Holy Ghost. They was glad that their sins was washed away. They were glad that Jesus, Sister Paulingberg is going to get the Holy Ghost. She's been water baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I don't want her to ever lose the joy of water baptism in Jesus' name. She told me, said, I feel it. I got it. Hallelujah. I said, one thing about this, you got it, but there's some more of it. Hallelujah. He's got more of that come from. I'm going to tell you something, devil. If you think I'm going to lay my trumpet down now and quit marching now, get out of here. I'm a part of a Holy Ghost parade. That's marking to the feet of heaven. My God, somebody praise him in here. Come here, Chris Aldrich. Come on up here. Get on up here and dance and shout up here. Act like you was acting back there. Go ahead and shout and dance up here. Take that, devil. That's somebody we snatched out of the mouth of hell. We got them back in the parade. They're marching right now. They're in step again. They're blowing the trumpet right. They're in tune again. My God, somebody praise him. Come on, hush up, touch him. Don't ever quit blowing your trumpet. Don't ever quit dancing, Chris. Don't ever quit shouting, because the day you lay your trumpet down, you've got to join hell's parade. Come on, let's worship the Lord in here. The devil can't stand it when you have been through the wind, you've been through the earthquake, and you've been through the fire, that you stay there in prayer and you say, devil, I ain't quitting. I got news for you, devil. I'll stay here with my head wrapped in the anointing. God's going to speak, and when he does, watch out, devil. Jezebel's kingdom coming down. My God, somebody give God the praise in here. Wrap your head in the anointing. You may be seated. The Philistines had taken the ark of God. They took it back and placed it in the house of Dagon, the fish god. You know the story. You know that how that its hands were broke off because it fell over and its head broke off. The Bible says that sores and great infection come upon their body. To be nice about it. Hallelujah. And so the scripture says that they were in pain and agony and they were crying out. And they said, we got to do something. I don't know what the two gold mice had to do anything with it. Hallelujah. But they said, we're going to put two gold mice in here. Hallelujah. I just kind of got a feeling that they said, I'm going to tell you something about this God. He doesn't have to say a word. He's as quiet as a mouse, but he can assemble any devil's house. He can come on in. They said, put two little gold mice in there and send that thing back the way it came. And when it got back, David got everybody together after Uzzah had died. He said, come on, we're going to take this thing back. God may be quiet, but one thing about God's people, we're going to adore him as king. And the Bible says they brought back the ark of God in shouting and dancing and praying and praising. My God, somebody love him. Come on, everybody stand to your feet. Everybody worship the Lord. Come on and worship him. He shot to Roko. Somebody had to fold it up again. I just got to use it. Speak, Lord. Lord, I've had all I can take of these earthquakes. Hear me? I said, you hear me? Speak, Lord. The wind's about to take me under. Speak, Lord. The rock slides of hell have come upon my soul. Speak, Lord. The fire of hell's breathing down my neck. And the devil's telling me that you aren't here, oh God. Shilabokosaya. You got your head wrapped in anointing, son? Yes, I'm going to speak to you now. What are you doing here? When God speaks, he starts moving things. Why dwellest thou here? We want God to speak something good over us and kind over us. We don't want to hear the Lord saying, what are you doing here? When you got a work to do out there. What are you doing here? When hell's having a parade out there, what are you doing coming here? What are you doing? I want to ask you something. What are you doing in this place tonight? What was your intentions for coming in the house of God tonight? He of Osiah. You know what I like? He wrapped his head in the anointing. And the Bible said it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in the mantle which represented the anointing of God and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord of hosts because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine oaths, and slain thy prophets with the edge of the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, go return into the way of the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. Now, I know it's a story, but the Lord gave this to me tonight to give to you. And he said, you can't pass on the anointing to anybody unless you're willing to go through your wind, unless you're willing to go through your earthquake, and unless you're willing to face your fiery trials. You can't go and pass the anointing on to anybody. But the Lord said, you've been through your wind, you've been through your earthquake, and you've been through your fire. Now I want you to go out here and anoint. I want you to anoint him to be king. I'm going to tell you something. You know the reason. You know the reason we're unaffected, because when we go through something, we just kind of shut up and sit down, and we let the devil have his way, and we lay our trumpet down, and we get out of God's parade. But I got news for the devil. I may get the wind knocked out of me. I may find myself crumbled under stones and the fire of hell breathing down my neck, but I got news. I'll stay here with my head wrapped in the anointing, and when God speaks, watch out, devil. I'm going to go pray for somebody, and God's going to anoint somebody, and something's going to happen. My God, somebody praise him. My God, I'll pass this anointing on when I pass through my trial. I'll pass this anointing on when I pass through my trial. Somebody came under the Hosiah. Oh, let's all lift our hands up and worship God. Let's take it back right. Let's bring a move of God back in here right. We don't need anybody trying to take care of the ark. Anybody babysitting God. Am I pronouncing that right? Uzzah. Uzzah said, God needs some help. They put it on a new cart and it started rattling one way and another. And he reached his hand out to stay the ark. And when he did, God smote him and killed him. Obed-Edom house was blessed. It was blessed before then. And it went back to the house and it blessed the house of Obed-Edom. And so the Bible says that David said, we're going to go back and we're going to bring the glory of God in here right. He said the Philistines took the ark of God and they took it with a parade. And they marched back in the fish house of Dagon. And they laid the ark down and all the worshipers of the false god danced. And they had a parade down the streets of Philistine. But he said, I've got news for the devil. If he thinks he's going to take the ark, he may take a box, but he can't take God. And the Lord said, I've got news. Come on. David said, we're going to take it back right. I don't know where David got it, but he mugged a priest somewhere because the Bible said he put an ephod on. He put a priest robes on. He mugged a priest and took his robe from him. And he came back. No wonder the Bible said we're kings and priests. You can only pass the anointing on to kings and priests. Spirit. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how you feel, but I want the anointing. I don't just want it for myself, but I want to hear the Lord say, what are you doing here? Go somewhere and anoint somebody else. Go somewhere and pray for somebody else. If all we do is sit around in the cave, are you hearing me? And talk about what we've been through. We've been through earthquakes and we've been through winds and we've been through firestorms. If all we do is sit around inside the cave and talk about what we've been through, we're never going to hear from God and we'll never get a commission until we wrap our head in Holy Ghost anointing. It's then that God speaks. But I'm telling you, if you ever hear from God, God's going to say, what are you doing here? I got something else for you. I got something better for you. I got a greater touch for you. I got a miracle. I got souls. I feel like ending this in a soul winning service. I just feel that desperately in my heart. I'm so burdened because I feel the lake of fire. I felt it for days, and I'm afraid somebody. I see the casket rolling in this place. I see them. They're coming down here, friend. They're going to roll them up in here. They've been playing with God. And they're going to place them right there in front of everybody. And everybody's going to look and they're going to remember the day the preacher said somebody made their last decision during this revival. And I'm going to tell you, the Lord broke back to me and he said, I'm shaking everything off the edges. I'm going to tell you things that have just been playing around the edges that they haven't had the heartbeat of God. They're going to find themselves being shook off. They're never going to come back in here. They'll never march in God's parade again. They'll never come back and sing the songs of Zion. You may find them out there at the Spirit of Mardi Gras in the hog pens and the hell holes saying, I'll be back later. But I'm telling you, they're just like our pastor said. There are some people that made their decision for the last time. And there's some in here tonight that they're about to make their decision for their last time. Samboko, you need to get out of your cave. You need to get out of your pity party cave. Talking about the earthquakes and the windstorms and the fire trials you've been going through. And you need to get up close so you can hear from God. You need to get your head back out in the open. You need to understand there's people dying and going to hell. When we're sitting about around here crying about our bills and our problems and our little sore thumbs and our sore toes and our children being sick and worried about our jobs, there's people out there that's headed to a devil's hell that's going to burn in the lake of fire if a church doesn't get anointed. Gonna get a song together, Brother Nicky. Whatever you feel. Something about souls. Something to do with lost souls. Because you're coming down here for one of two things tonight. You're coming down here because you're burdened for souls, or you're coming down here to get yours right. And there's room at this altar. I'm tired of shouting inside the cave. I said, I'm tired of shouting inside the cave. I'm tired of telling everybody when they come by, about what I've been through in the cave. I've got to get anointed, and I've got to get outside this cave. There's a Jezebel kingdom to be torn down. There's souls going to hell. There's a king to be anointed out there. There's prophets out there that need to be one to God. There's preachers out there headed to a devil's hell. There's people out there sexually that are trapped in despair, that we got to get to them. But until we get our eyes back right and get our minds back on the right thing, we are no good. Oh, God. Wrap me in the anointing, Lord. Brother Shirley said it. I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm a man of God, the next few weeks are going to bring a tragedy. Somebody, you better put the word out. Somebody better get right. The begging time's over. The pleading time's over. It's a call to get right. And somebody better run where they can run. Somebody better hit this altar right now where they can't hit this altar. Somebody better move. Somebody better move while they can't move. Somebody better get the priorities right when they can't get them right. Somebody better get their vision clear. Lisa, the Holy Ghost is talking to you. I'm not ashamed to call your name because the Lord showed me. I see your hands lifted up and you speaking with tongues. In the name of Jesus, I loose you to come out of that pew. And my God, come get the Holy Ghost. Come on. There's room up here. There's room up here for those that he taught about Sata. Brother Billy Porter, you know how you're going to keep the Holy Ghost? By passing this anointing on. Getting out of your cave. We got people in the church that they've lived in the cave for years. But somewhere you've got to get out of your cave. Somewhere you got katala masaka. Come on, that's it. The Holy Ghost is going to fall on you, my Lord, in Jesus' name, right there. Follow her, Holy Ghost.